Most of the favorite memories of my boyhood days in Arkansas are scattered around an old wood stove at a place we called John's. It was just an old tar paper shack with a pump out front and some junk out back. But inside there was always a hot cup of coffee and a warm place around the fire for anyone. John pumped gas for a living and he fixed tires on the side. And I guess old John could fix most anything. If you didn't push him, he'd try. And he gave me my first charge account for some gas and financed my first date. He even fixed my old radio just in case I got lucky and wanted to park down by the lake. And among the carburetors and the rebuilt generators, I spent the whole night picking on an old flat-top guitar. John would play the fiddle, and I'd always sing a little. No, there ain't no place to get filled up the way you could at John's. John taught me a whole lot about country music because he loved it. We'd sit up and listen to the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night. Nobody would ever say a word, not even during Martha White. And I was awful young back then, but still I knew just why that John closed the shop for the whole day when we heard that Hank had died. There was something else special about old John. He had a way of making us kids feel important simply by giving us a good, clean place to hang out. Well, I can still hear him saying, "Pumping gas is a fever, boys. It'll get in your blood. It'll make your face break out in a grin just to check old Lady Hansen's oil or to help a stranded friend." And among the carburetors and the rebuilt generators, I spent the whole night picking on an old flat-top guitar. John would play the fiddle, and I'd always sing a little. No, there ain't no place to get filled up the way you could at John's. And among the carburetors and the rebuilt generators, I spent the whole night picking on an old flat-top guitar. John would play the fiddle, and I'd always sing a little. No, there ain't no place to get filled up the way you could at John's.